My name's Alan.
All right, yeah. I'm Brad from Kalgoorlie.
John. I live in Crystal Park in Hopetown.
Name's Berger.
I absolutely love the bush, and that's why I'm here. You know, the city, it sucks. Yeah.
Over your lifetime, how would you describe your relationship with the arts?
With the arts?
Honestly, non-existent.
Virtually non-existent.
Pretty much non-existent.
Dislike might be a strong word.
Pretty distant, really.
Distant at best.
I think growing up, if someone found out at school that you went to Phantom of the Opera, you wouldn't be a very liked sort of a person. And it'd have obviously the stigma going around it as well. Yeah, the stigma, I think, for most boys.
Studied a little bit of arts in school, and that's about as far as it went, really.
I can't say much about theatre because I just haven't been there.
Well, I like country music. That's pretty much the extent of it, really. Mm-hmm. Music, I think that's pretty close.
I appreciate that kind of stuff, but I've never really been around that sort of culture or anything. Never really been in, fully involved in that kind of stuff.
Don't do that, you bloody weakling father sort of grandfather wouldn't do that. You know, buy footy boots, don't buy ballet shoes sort of concept.
And I don't know that I've had the opportunities or they haven't been presented to me.
And growing up, we didn't really have much opportunity in the arts sort of thing just because of the demographic that we lived in. Yeah.
When you're married and that, you tend to do what your children do. If it was sport, well, they played and we umpired or ran boundaries or did whatever. But we never ever really got involved in the arts.
From an individual side, do I rock up and get involved in every bit of dancing or, you know, macrame or face painting or whatever? I'm probably not so much, but it's not that I don't recognise the value to a community.
Ballet. Fuck. Where do I start?
Ballet. B-A-L-L-E-T.
And can you tell me what comes to mind when you think of ballet?
Gorgeous women.
To me, ballet, I think pink tutus, pointy shoes. I don't even know if the shoes are pointy.
Ballet. Men in tights.
I don't understand what's happening. So I just, that's why I find it hard to engage in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand the words and I don't understand what they're doing. So
there's just nothing that attracts me to go and watch ballet.
Classical music. Fingernails down a blackboard. Pain and misery, something I should take my fiancée to on her birthday.
The only time I've really sort of seen a bit of opera was Julia Roberts and Richard Gere in that movie. And when they went to the opera and she started crying and, Pretty Woman, that was it. I love that movie. But as for opera, I've never been to see it. Nah.
To me, just the word theatre, just the actual word theatre is just... I'd just zone out. But if it was something like a theatre, but it was worded, you know, like a theatre thing about footy or something, or hockey or basketball, I think I'd be more interested. But just when I hear like a theatre, I just zone out.
I hate ballet. Like, I've been to two productions of ballet, and the only thing I remember about them was Nutcracker. It's like, yeah, no. Nah. Not exactly my scene, same as opera, can't stand that shit. That's like fucking just take me out of the back and shoot me if I got to listen to that, you know?
So words like theatre, ballet, opera.
Yeah. Oh, those three words would basically be daggers in the heart of any blokey bloke, if that makes sense, unless they were encouraged, with inverted commas, you can't see me, encouraged by their partner who's into those things, let's say that way. Yeah.
And artsy people, how would you describe artsy people?
Generally people with money.
Probably like, probably an older crowd.
Types of people that have plenty of time. You know, they're not struggling for a dollar.
Old?
Maybe like the older generation, I think.
Oh, someone who wear a suit or a really fancy dress and, you know, wear all their jewellery and go out to, it's more about being seen than anything else.
Don't think I'd describe myself as an artsy person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's an artsy person?
Hipster looking kind of dude, you know, latte drinkers and that kind of stuff. Go with the flow kind of people. Art galleries, art showings, that kind of stuff. You know, a few museums and that kind of thing, I think.
My conception would be a little bit upper echelon, highfalutin, la-di-da, little finger up when you drink your bloody...
High-end.
Yeah, high-end sort of, what's that, Golden Triangle, Mosman Park thingy? That sort of flash car, maybe a chauffeur even sort of rolling.
People holding bloody red wine and or port or something like that, yes.
Like their toffee nose, and if they had to sit next to someone like me and him that were having a beer, it's different. You're made feel that you don't fit in.
Just uncomfortable, like I'm just sitting there watching it going, I can't, and I'm like, what the hell are they doing up there? I don't understand.
If they've been brought up with it and they're maybe a little bit more...
It goes on your background as well, it really does.
Where they grew up, like if they grew up in like Leaderville or some areas that are seen to be a bit more sort of into that.
It's always upper class. And football, sports can be anywhere, from a yobbo to upper class.
I couldn't imagine myself, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, meeting a like-minded person at an arts function.
If you had a choice between watching a game of footy tomorrow or ballet, what would you do?
Footy.
I'd go, my answer is football game, hands down. I'm not sure what the difference is between ballet, because ballet is females probably with fit bodies dance around. Why wouldn't I go to that versus footy? Why would I watch 36 blokes run around versus attractive females? And I don't know the answer.
What do you love about footy?
Oh, just the manliness, you know, getting in there, getting hard, doing the job, and kicking goals.
Blokes enjoy rough and tumble football. We don't enjoy watching people dance.
Ballet, they have their goals. You know, whether it be on the spread beam or... And footy players have their goals too. You know, you've got four posts, bang, bang, bang. You've got to kick a goal there. Ballet... they've got to kick their goals too. Yeah.
Oh, it's an outlet, I guess. You know, like that many of us men, especially in areas where we can't just have the accessibility to that many things that are available in Perth and that, footy's probably the only thing we've got as a physical outlet and a camaraderie between brothers, you know. You find your mates, you find your family, and that's what it is. It's not just a team.
It's like walking into your family home, you know. You walk in and everyone greets you. You know just about everyone there. You have the older guys who, you know, give you praise, and then you have the younger guys who look up to you.
Brotherhood. Yeah. Yep, a big brotherhood. Everyone accepts everyone, no matter race, colour... doesn't matter anything like that. It's a real brotherhood.
For 99 people out of 100, the culture of sport is social and community, with the exception of your elite sportsmen.
For country, it's community spirit. It really is. Yeah, without sport, country areas, well, people would go nuts. You know, they just got to get off the farm or out of their building and just run around and be silly or try and be... good at something. And you play like hard, finished, go and have a drink, sit down and yak, and how things are going. It's good for mental health. It truly is.
That was great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
It's nice to meet.
Yeah,
it's good to talk about it.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.